The Bush administration has said it will stick to the June 30th deadline for transferring power to a new Iraqi government. Despite bloody uprisings in the last few weeks, the American occupation of Iraq is a difficult subject for members of Congress. Senator John Sununu is a Republican from New Hampshire, and Mark Pryor is a Democrat from Arkansas. I've talked with them periodically since their Senate terms began last year. Sununu says the insurgency should not be a reason to slow down work in Iraq.
I don't think anything is going to completely stop the level of violence, because the insurgents want to prevent any transition to a representational government.
Senator Pryor, if you continue to fight the insurgents, you're going to need more troops, aren't you?
Well, there's no doubt that Iraq is a very dangerous place right now, that I think it is in our best interest to try to get the UN involved, try to get more countries involved. Now we're shouldering 80-some-odd% of the responsibility there. And I think it is important that we stay the course and we see this through, because we do have responsibility in Iraq and now in the region.
And we're extending the stays?
Yeah, you know, and that's very, very difficult for the soldiers and for the families. That's probably our number one complaint that we get in our office is the way the Department of Defense has extended stays, how they've not been very forthcoming with information, and certainly families have a legitimate concern, because it's clearly a very difficult task at hand.
It seems the people are standing by the Bush administration in this war. Do you see, as casualties mount, any wavering in public support?
You know, I really don't see a lot of wavering, and I think that maybe because we're sort of in the post-Vietnam era, one of the lessons there is we may not always agree with all the policy decisions that are coming out of Washington, but we're going to stay united around the troops.
What about the June 30th deadline for handing over sovereignty? Is that so sacred? Should you guys be considering moving that, Senator Sununu?
Well, there was some discussion about whether or not it was the appropriate date. It's going to be a challenge whether the date was set at June 30th or July 30th or May 30th. The Saddam loyalists, the Ba'athists, any foreign fighters that might be in the country, their goal would be the same, to derail the process.
Aren't the Iraqis really deciding who's going to take power? Sunnis, Shiites, whatever other factions are at play in Baghdad?
Well, we hope that the Iraqis will do that. Now, we hope they do it in a positive and constructive way. I'm going to tell you right now that I have a lot of concerns about whether this country is ready for democracy. You know, they don't have a lot of experience with it in their history. They did have a brief period where they had a constitution, but part of that constitution is they had a king. And it wasn't really a true democracy like we think of as a Western democracy. But in that part of the world, democracies are few and far between.
Reporter Bob Woodward says in his book that the Bush administration made the decision to go to war before diplomatic options were exhausted, and some members of Congress have said they feel misled. Do you feel misled, Senator Sununu?
No, I don't. I think people are confusing the terms go to war with plan for war. And the fact is the Pentagon and the president's national security team have a responsibility to plan for military activities all around the world. That's their job. And my guess is that began not long after September 11th and continued very consistently through 2002 and 2003.
The Woodward book says that $700 million set aside for Afghanistan was shifted to preparations for Iraq without congressional approval. Members of Congress are being criticized now for not keeping a close eye on this war.
Well, you know, I think that's true, and I think that's fair. And we need to hold the administration accountable. No matter if a Democrat or Republican, no matter if we're in time of war, time of peace, I think it's our responsibility as senators and as congressmen to hold the president accountable on these type issues.
And I would argue, as a general rule, members of Congress need to do a better job on oversight in a number of areas, but in appropriations in particular, and where the money goes.
John Sununu is a Republican senator from New Hampshire. Mark Pryor is a Democratic senator from Arkansas.